getting all kinds of text messages from people saying how warm it is west of Fargo Moorhead right now. Just received one from an old friend, emphasis on old, O-L-D, that it's 42 degrees, windy though, in western Benson County, and the perch are biting like mad wherever he is fishing. He's not revealing his spot, but he says the jumbo perch are biting like crazy in western Benson County, 42 degrees where he is. It is currently 16 degrees in Fargo Moorhead. Going to warm up, though, and then the blizzard type stuff is going to hit later tonight. And I trust you'll stay tuned to both the Mike McFeely Show and KFGO throughout the rest of the day and tomorrow as this bad weather makes its way to us and presumably road conditions and everything else deteriorate overnight and into Thursday when winds are expected to hit 50 miles an hour tomorrow. Goodness gracious. Our phone number is in the program, 237-594-8 or 800-880-5346. You can text message us at 35270. Talked about it some just after 2:30, but I want to bring in somebody who knows much more about it than I do. I previewed it by saying that there are many people in the state of Minnesota who are upset with what they perceive or what they see as a very low population of deer. They say the deer population is way too low, and the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is to blame because they, at the behest of some stakeholders, have mismanaged the population to the point that many deer hunters now are unhappy with their success rate or at least even their chances in the field in Minnesota. I want to bring in a person who is spearheading this talk in the state of Minnesota. His name is Brooks Johnson. He is the president of the Minnesota Bow Hunters Association, and he joined us right now on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Brooks. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Am I on the mighty 790?
You are on the mighty 790, and you and I chatted earlier, and from what I understand, your family is from this area, right up in the Twin Valley area?
Everybody's from Twin Valley. I remember spending summers on the farm, and the mighty 790 was always on the radio.
Norman County is a large part of the KFGO listening area, so we appreciate all the Johnsons and everybody else up in Twin Valley listening to us. You're a big deer hunter, Brooks. You're a conservationist. You're an outdoorsman, and you do not seem to be a happy camper right now. Big article in the Star Tribune newspaper this morning saying that you are saying that the DNR has messed up when it comes to the deer population. What are you getting at here?
I don't know who's completely to blame. It's shrouded in mystery sometimes, but the consensus, I'm involved with a lot of deer groups, active with the Minnesota Bow Hunters, QDMA chapter that's got 13-some thousand acres enrolled in NDHA chapters. And in speaking with people in the area that I'm familiar with, central, east central Minnesota, a lot of talk the past few years that the deer herd has been cut back far more than the 25% that it was agreed to during the stakeholder meetings in 2005.
So why do you think this is, or what's happened, or what's an issue with you?
There's a lot of ways to look at it. The main issue with me is that the hunters are concerned with low deer numbers, and we're not getting the immediate action that we want to help rebuild the deer herd in these parts of the state. Some parts of the state haven't been looked at by the DNR since 2005. The whole state is not due for complete revaluation until 2016. That's 11 years for some parts of the state with no attention under a model that the DNR will tell you needs recalibrated every 4 to 5 years. So that's almost three times the working limit of the model before reevaluation. So we're looking for a short-term reprieve to cut back on the aggressive doe permits in some areas with a long-term plan to try to make the stakeholder process that set these low deer goals in 2005 through 2007 a more open and transparent process so the hunters can study what's going on and to make sure we don't have any private industry agenda that's hidden inside that stakeholder process that keeps the low deer numbers where they are at today in some parts of the state.
Well, let me go there because that was part of the article in the paper this morning. But when you talk about private industry stakeholders, what are you talking about, Brooks, and what's your theory on what's going on at these meetings?
I always have to be careful when I address the forum like the 790 listeners, because when I say Big Ag is a player in reducing deer numbers, that's a fact. Now, that doesn't mean that farmers want low deer numbers. Just about all the farmers that I know, and I talk to a lot of them, they want a reasonable number of deer on the horizon. But when you look at big ag and the auto insurance industry, sometimes forestry interests, the fewer deer there are in the landscape, the more money that the people they represent make. And that's a sound business decision on their part. Those interests are very active at a lobbying level in our legislature, in the House, in the Senate. They help dictate policy. And quite frankly, the hunters of Minnesota don't have a real strong, unified voice when it comes to expressing our stakeholder interests. So, yes, I do think big ag, I do think auto insurance have the ear of somebody to keep deer numbers low because it's good for their business. But again, I'm not saying that's the farmers that are saying it.
Brooks Johnson of the Minnesota Bowhunters Association, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We're talking about low deer numbers, at least as he and his group of people see it in the state of Minnesota. Now, when you said the 25% reduction several years ago, Brooks, would you have been okay with that, or do you think that the deer numbers have been lowered even below that number, and is that where the issue with you is? Because, you know, I know people have issue with the DNR. I know that they don't, you know, like to hear some things sometimes, but there is, believe it or not, some biology and some science behind what the DNR does. Are you okay with the 25% reduction, or has it gone far beyond that?
In 2005, if you were to ask hunters across the state of Minnesota, are you okay with the 25% herd reduction? We feel the numbers are getting too high. We're seeing areas that are lacking oak regeneration. We're having more farmer depredation complaints, and there's a lot of dead deer on the road. The hunters of Minnesota would say yes. 25%, that's an okay reduction. We can walk out of the stakeholder meetings and be okay with that. Anecdotal surveys in the area where I'm at, and I'm talking about guys that have 2,000-acre parcels of land, 1,600-acre parcels of land, 800-acre parcel pieces of land. These guys keep logbooks on fawn recruitment, on deer sightings, all this stuff. Some of these guys are pointing to 70% herd reductions in their areas. And if it was a guy with a 40-acre piece saying it, yeah, harder to understand. But I've talked to enough people in my general area that are comfortable spitting out that 70% number. And I'm not familiar with the whole state of Minnesota. That's not my, you know, that's not my gig. That's where the biology comes in. But I would say that, yes, there are parts of the state that have gone so far past the agreed upon herd reduction that's why you're hearing a lot of screaming going on. It can't go on like this for another 2-3 years in some parts of the state, and without us not expecting to lose a significant number of deer hunters. And that's, you know, that's part of the mission statement of the Minnesota Bowhunters: promote and protect. We're supposed to help protect that hunting resource and that hunting heritage. And we sat down on the board and said, "Hey, it's time. You know, somebody's got to jump up and let's try to shake something out of the trees here and see what falls out."
How much of that reduction, though, aside from harvest from hunters, can be attributed to the weather, to loss of habitat, to depredation from predators? How much does that factor into, Brooks? Because I know that in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, the last couple of winters have been very rough on both deer and pheasants and everything else that lives outside in the wintertime. Doesn't that factor in as well? And there's really not much the DNR can do about Mother Nature.
What the DNR has control over is how many tags are issued. And when we talk about model recalibration, that's what I'm talking about. When you guys have a bad winter in North Dakota in a lot of places, the boots are on the ground. They know the pheasants and the deer are in trouble. They can cut back tags. Look at the antelope herd. You guys closed down the whole season for a couple of years because the numbers aren't there. When you don't take the time to recalibrate the model doesn't work anymore. And I compare it to a take sighting in a rifle, okay? Short term, when you're shooting that rifle at 20 yards or 50 yards, if you're off a quarter of an inch, it's not a big deal. But the longer you shoot that gun, the more that difference shows up. And when you talk about deer models, which the only real input to double check them to make sure that you have a good estimate of how many deer are on the ground is the harvest, any little variable that you talk about like that, weather, changing habitat, changing forestry practices, an increase in the wolf population, increase in bears, increase in coyotes, any of these things throw little bits and pieces of that model out of whack. That's why you need to recalibrate them every 4 to 5 years. And when you wait 11 or 12 years to recalibrate that model, quite honestly, you don't have a clue what's left in the woods. And when the hunters are screaming, and I'm trying to get them to scream loud enough, hey, if you think something's wrong, we got to get fixed this, because we don't want to wait another couple years. The models have been neglected too long. They haven't been recalibrated. Let's get this back in line and start off down the right road again.
Are deer hunters, are the expectations too high? Should they expect that every time they go out in the field, they're going to see deer and they're going to possibly harvest a deer? And did hunters get spoiled in the early 2000s, Brooks, because there were so many deer in the landscape and so many tags were being issued? So is it a matter of expectations and perspective, or is it just a matter of there are just way too few deer in the landscape?
There are too few deer in the landscape right now. That's my opinion. It's based on a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of meetings with different... I've been sitting in front of different groups of 50 to 75 hunters a couple nights a week for the past 3 or 4 weeks talking about these issues. It's consistent, at least in my part of the state. The numbers are way down. And the hunters that I talk to, they're in the top of the bubble. These guys are diehards. They dedicate a significant portion of their earnings, of their time to this process, and they really want it to work. These guys here don't always gauge the success of the hunt on whether or not they get to punch that tag, but they are going to gauge the success of that hunt on whether or not they see some deer. If you go deer hunting and you sit in the woods for a day or two or three and you don't see a deer, it's not a heck of a lot of fun. And when you talk about expectations, when they had those last stakeholder meetings and you talk about biology, there was no mention. It was not discussed. Hey, guys, you're looking at a piece of habitat here that in a healthy manner can support 40 to 80 deer per square mile. Okay? That wasn't discussed. There was none of that information to help make some educated decisions. The only information that was out there was, should we increase the deer herd or should we decrease the deer herd? And how much should we do it by? Should we do it by 25, 33, or 50%? The stakeholder process in 2005 that was DNR-led, I asked the DNR, can I have the names of the stakeholders? Can I talk to the people that were in that meeting to find out what went on? Nope, Brooks, you can't have that information. I know I can get it. If I request it to the proper channels, I can get the names of the people that were in those committees. But I took some time and I tracked down some people that were in those stakeholder committees. I talked to a guy that sat on the stakeholder committee in Northwest Minnesota who represented the hunter. That person that represented the hunter told me out of the 17 seats that were on that committee, there were 2 people that worked in the auto insurance industry. And when he wanted to have discussions about what he considered quality deer management, about trying to get a number of mature bucks on the horizon because that's what he wanted, the guy that was running that stakeholder meeting flat out told him, that's not the way this is going. We're going to reduce the deer herd in this area, and we're going to do it by 25, 33, or 50%. It's up to us to decide which number to pick. That was how that stakeholder meeting went. And if I know there's some people in the DNR that get really upset with me right now for talking about all this, but I can't help it. I'm passionate about it enough. I've heard it from enough people. I just feel it needs to be brought to light. And I actually told the guys in Minnesota Bowhunters Board, long term, I mean, this might clear our standings organization with the DNR, but quite frankly, if as a state deer group, right now, your group is not willing to get behind this initiative to raise the deer densities up to reasonable levels, I'm not talking levels that are going to wipe out a farm field or even cause a lot of damage to a farm field. I don't want a lot of deer get hit on the road by motorists. But when we're managing at densities, there are areas in the state right now.
And Brooks, I need to cut you off. I apologize because I need to take a break. Very quickly, is there a website where people can go if they want to get more information or get a hold of you?
The best place to go right now is MinnesotaBowhunters.org. Send a letter to me. Send a letter to the president, and I will respond back with as much information I can get. I will get some petitions in your hands. I will do whatever I can to put some deer back in the woods for you.
All right, Brooks, thank you. Come back again sometime, okay? Good conversation.
Thank you very much, yep, Mike.
You bet. Brooks Johnson, he has family in Twin Valley and loves the mighty 790, but he's passionate about what's going on in the landscape. There's no question. I was letting him go because he was getting riled up and he was getting going. So we'll talk more about this. I need to take a break.